Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
Step inside. Walk this way. You and me, babe.
Five, seven, CMW, 80s, 90s, and more. Oh, I am so excited. It's finally Friday. We're knocking on the weekend. It's Mike McKay here, ready for the weekend, ready for the final weekend of the summer of 2025, because this is it. Monday afternoon, 1:19, fall. officially arrives. So this is the one. So no matter what your plans are, hopefully it's to at least enjoy the weekend. Not a whole lot of to-do list, or maybe a hopefully not a lot of working. Okay, some you time to finish up the weekend. I have got so much for you, a lot of music to get you moving along this morning. Also going to start out with our good news story of the day. It's a really good one about a high school student. Wait till you hear what she's done.
My Spanish hollow. let's forget about it.
Wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
My stride, nobody.
time for your good news story of the day with Mike McKay on 105.7 CFW.
All right, check this out. 15-year-old Regina Durant. She's a high school student. Among other things, she plays on the tennis team. She sings in the school choir. She's also a member of the student council. And over the past year, she's found time to cook and deliver 5,000 meals to a local charity called Caring for Friends. She said it started as a school service project, but it turned into a weekly ritual. Her dad, Art, buys the ingredients, and then Regina cooks at home, and together they deliver the meals to Caring for Friends, where the staff then freezes the food until it's delivered to a person in need. When she reached that milestone of 5,000 meals, Caring for Friends CEO Vince Chavon honored her with a certificate during one of her visits to the nonprofit headquarters. Regina said she was happy to be recognized for her service, but that's not what it's about. She said it feels good to help others. She said, I'm going to continue and maybe make it to 10,000 meals. What a great example she is.
Eau Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning.
Changing, there's no one.
80s, 90s, and more.
105.7 CFW.
Five, seven, CFW, 80s, 90s, more. McKay in the morning along with you. It starts Monday morning, 7 o'clock. I will have the first winning keyword. It is back again, and it's bigger than ever. Our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest brought to you by Chippewa Valley Outdoors. It is going to be so this year. What we're going to do this time around, what we're going to do is everybody that texts in the keyword not only goes in for the daily drawing, which is if you win the daily drawing, you're going to win cash and gold jewelry. And every time you text in also throughout the day, you'll also go in automatically, whether you win that day or not, you automatically go in for the grand prize. So the more you listen, the more chances you have to win the daily prize and the grand prize. And the grand prize, if you win, you're off to Green Bay to catch the green and gold, take on the purple and gold, that's right, on December 23rd, and you'll be there club level seats. It's going to be great for somebody. You and your guests could be there on us. How cool would that be? But it starts Monday morning, 7 a.m. I'll have the first keyword, first opportunity for you to text and get in on the winning. Make sure you've got the free Civic Media app on your smartphone and that you're ready to get in on the winning. If you don't have it, I want you to go to your app store today so you don't forget. Get the free Civic Media app. Once you do, open it up. Go to 105.7 CFW. Make us your station. And that way you'll be ready to text and win with us.
You know you.
90s and more.
105.7 CFW.
A scrub is a guy that thinks he's fine, and is also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his
Yeah.
That's TLC, the No Scrubs, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, more. McKay in the morning along with you. Happy Friday. Thanks for letting me spend a little time with you this morning. I appreciate that. You ever skipped stones at a lake or maybe across a river? You know, it's really cool when you get them, you know, you find that one skipping stone and you give it a toss and all of a sudden you get five, six, seven skips out of it and you're like, whoa, did you see that? Did you know that there is an annual World Stone Skipping Championship? And it took place in Scotland recently. Give me 6 minutes. Wait till you hear what happened at the World Stone Skipping Championship. It was a... It's unbelievable. All right, I'll tell you in a few minutes. Stay close. All right, trust me on this.
Mornings with Mike McKay on 105.7 CFW.
I shook you up.
105.7 CFW 80s, 90s, more. It's Mike along with you. All right. If you've ever skipped stones at a lake or on a river or something, you know, that, I mean, sometimes you get like one or two skips. Other times you find the perfect skipping rock and it's like, wow, I got like seven of them out of there. That's kind of cool when that happens. In Scotland, they recently had the annual World Stone Skipping Championship. I didn't even know such a thing exists, but you might be more surprised to learn that it was marred by a cheating scandal. Yes, officials at the World Stone Skipping Championship found out that some of the contestants cheated, that some of them actually used some stones that appeared to be machine-shaped. Yes, they, instead of just grabbing a stone and using just a regular one, because that's the rules, they had their own stones that they brought. And they had, you know, polished them up and kind of flattened them out, which, by the way, is a big no-no in the contest. Kyle Matthews, the event's toss master, said he received calls from participants who said the integrity of the sport was at risk. They investigated. He spoke with the rule breakers, who then admitted to the violations and were promptly disqualified. He added that they were deeply apologetic and they accepted the decision without protest. He said to further prevent any controversies like this in the future, organizers are considering requiring competitors to choose from stones that are pre-selected by the officials. Obviously, they're going to have to, because now we have cheating at the Skipping Stone Champion. Man, people will do anything for an edge, won't they?
Lake Halley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
Mornings with Mike McKay, powered by Chippewa Valley Outdoors, home of the lightest campers in the Chippewa Valley. Check them out at ChippewaValleyOutdoors.com. Chippewa Valley Outdoors is home of the lightest campers in the Chippewa Valley. You can save thousands on remaining minor hail damage units. New campers as low as $14,995 and used starting just $3,495. They service all makes and models and have the lowest labor rates in the area. Located on Highway 53 off Melby Street, mention you heard this ad and receive an additional $250 off your camper purchase. Check them out at ChippewaValleyOutdoors.com.
It's game time with 105.7 CFW Big Deals. Why pay full price when you could score big with discounted gift certificates to your hometown favorites? Chickadees, C&J Scoop Shop, Carl's Barbecue. Don't wait, get in the game today. Go to WCFW.FM, click the Big Deals banner, and save like a champion with 105.7 CFW Big Deals.
Yes, Mr. Gecko, you're a huge inspiration to us all. But who was your muse?
Oh, my dear old Nan. She imparted many wise words to me. She would say, never let the fame get to your head, always remember who you are, and let people get more than just savings with Geico's fast and friendly claim support. I lived up to her advice, and now anyone can file a claim anywhere and anytime. I miss her so much.
Did she go somewhere?
Yeah, extended quilting trip.
Ah.
Get more than just savings. Get more with Geico.
Introducing the new Dell AI PC, powered by the Intel Core Ultra Processor. It helps do your busy work for you, so you can fast forward through editing images, designing presentations, generating code, debugging code, summarizing meeting notes, finding files, managing your schedule, and responding to Jim's long emails. Leaving all the time in the world for the things you actually want to do. No offense, Jim. Get a new Dell AI PC at Dell.com/AI-PC. How those ahead stay ahead.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drug to driving, and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin School Bus Association and State Patrol are teaming up for Operation Safe Stop Week to promote school bus safety. From Monday to Friday, the agencies will be promoting bus safety education and increasing enforcement on drivers illegally passing school buses, picking up or dropping off kids. School Bus Association officials say they've been working to identify bus stops across the state that most frequently see illegal passings for increased enforcement. More information on school bus safety is available on the DOT's website. State Republicans have resurrected a proposed bill that failed to pass over 3 years ago aimed at increasing the criminal penalties for individuals convicted of vandalizing historic plaques and statues. The historic property bill was discussed in a state Senate committee hearing on Wednesday, with Republican lawmakers calling for that type of vandalism to be upgraded to a felony. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers vetoed the previous legislation in 2022, saying current law already ensures that individuals who engage in vandalism are held accountable. The city of Eau Claire has been chosen to host the 2026 Wisconsin State Civics Bee. According to a press release, the Eau Claire Area Chamber of Commerce was named as the official Wisconsin State partner for the National Civics Bee. The organization will coordinate and host the competition in Eau Claire sometime in late spring or early summer. Students interested in participating in the Civics Bee can also now send their essay submission online through February 3rd. The winner will advance to the National Civics Bee Finals in Washington, D.C. Dunn County Health Department officials have announced the first human case of West Nile virus in the county. The Northwest Wisconsin region has now seen a handful of West Nile virus cases, including human cases in St. Croix, Rusk, and Barron counties, as well as a bird in Polk County. Health officials are reminding residents to take steps to protect themselves from the disease, which is only spread through an infected mosquito. Residents should remember to use insect repellent, wear long sleeves and pants, and mosquito-proof their homes as much as possible. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies today, with showers and thunderstorms becoming likely as the day goes on. High temperatures in the low to mid-70s. Widespread showers and a few thunderstorms tonight. It'll be a mild night with low temperatures in the lower 60s. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
CFW.
Feel the power of love. Feel the power.
1057 CFW. That song, of course, we all know from Back to the Future. That's when Marty first found out about Save the Clock Tower. And then, didn't he get the kiss from his girlfriend? And then that song kicked in. What a scene. What a great movie. What a great movie Back to the Future was. It's Mike McKay along with you as we roll through this finally Friday together at 105.7 CFW. Here's Oasis.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there.
Up with Mike McKay in the morning.
Girl, don't the one giving up the love anytime he needs it. But you turn your back and then he's off and running with the crowd. You're the one to sacrifice anything to please him. Do you really think he thinks about you when he's out? He's a cold-hearted snake. Look into his eyes. Uh-oh, he's been telling lies. He's a lover boy at play. He don't play by rules. Uh-oh, girl, don't play the fool now. It was only late last night. He was out there sneaking. Then he called you up to check that you were waiting by the phone. All the world's a candy store. He's been treating. When it comes to true love, girl, with him there's no one home. He's a cold-hearted snake. Look into his eyes. Uh-oh, he's been telling lies. He's a lover boy at play. He don't play by rules. Uh-oh, girl, don't play the fool now. How can I believe him? You can tell it to you. You were always, always number, number one without a doubt. When he is always, always screaming, screaming like a little snake under every rock. Been working, working on the love, and he's been only playing on the cover all the while. Take another look into his eyes, and you will only see a reptile.
You could find somebody better, girl. He could only make you cry. You deserve somebody better, girl.
Gotta tell ya,
he's good, cold as ice.